You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. San Francisco-based singer-songwriter Anna Hilberg has played in countless bands over the past 20 years. In 2013, she released her first solo record. She recalls that being a more vibrant time for the San Francisco arts community. In the past 5 years, she's coped with rising anxiety over climbing rent prices while losing friends and fellow musicians to places like Los Angeles and other more stable pastures. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, Anna explains how these experiences all contributed to Really Real, her second solo record title on the Oakland-based label, California Clap.
I grew up in Los Angeles in the public school system, and when I was in the third grade, you had to pick a curriculum, an extracurricular activity, and you could either do wood shop, the choir, or be in band, and I chose band. For some reason, really took to the trumpet. It affected my life because I was never really good at anything else in school. I never really had anything that like made me feel confident or made me feel like I was really good at it. So I got really lucky. It helped me get through school and kind of helped me become an adult and meet all of my artist friends. And that's kind of how I meet people, is through music. So it's everything.
Ain't got nothing left to do.
Seeing an art scene that sort of was very, very strong when the first album came out and began to, I don't want to say crumble because I still believe in it. There was a lot of, I honestly would probably say trauma. Losing a lot of your friends, having fear of where you're going to live. Feeling like you're doing your art, but there's not anybody there that cares, or that there's not a support network, which is really important. I try to find the positives in things like that. You can like take away my home and take away all my friends and take away like everything that you want, but I still have like myself and my mind and my own time. I spent a lot of time processing my emotions of everything, because I think for a while I was like on heavy survival mode.
True love, tie me up and blind me. I've been thinking about it all of this time, and I've been acting like we're catching on fire.
I have rock songs, I have songs that are kind of country, I write a lot of ballads, and a lot of my songs are kind of like adult lullabies to myself, just a reminder of letting things go and letting things breathe.
Let it go. Let it breathe. Let it be all of the things you always worried it would be.
There's a lot of brass and harmonies and a lot of beautiful female voices, and it is difficult to describe. I would say I get categorized as pop a lot, but it's a little bit more than that. So the name of the album, it's Anna Hilberg, Really Real. And Really Real is a song that's on the record. It's basically a song about whether anything was ever really real, whether that thing that I had held on to, whether it be like a community or a relationship or anything, like, was it ever really real?
Was it ever really real? And all the nevers, well, they are.
That is a big question. What is really real? It changes from time to time. Your reality is constantly changing. So your ability to be flexible with that and to find your grounding, whether it's in art or anything that you believe in, is kind of what you have to hang on to. To be a songwriter is to just constantly be searching for the perfect song and seeing the different secrets that you can unlock.
When you find a new love,
I believe that it's sort of a craft that we kind of all have, like whether you're like singing in the shower or making things up, or you're in a band or you're a little kid. And a lot of people, I feel, can write music, but it's a little bit mysterious to most people and it's difficult. I stay here because I have rent control, but I also stay here because I know it sounds cheesy, but I think it's important. LA doesn't need any more artists. New York doesn't need any more artists. I could just leave it to go somewhere better where things are like happening or whatever. It's my home. I've lived here for 20 years. I feel like a sense of responsibility to still make things and to still keep something alive that I care about, pretty much. But also rent control.
That was musician Anna Hilberg. You can catch her performing live tomorrow night at the Uptown Nightclub in Oakland. That piece was produced by Trick Wynn. And all those Minnesota nights, and all that cold. But I got hotter in the light that time before.